We had a caller today talking about how she might be able to basically reinvent herself and leave her current occupation at the age of 52. Now, the good news is that the caller had a couple of million dollars in tax-privileged assets, some of that, a good chunk of that in a 401k. And that gave her a lot of flexibility because with a 401k or a 403b or a 457, there is a provision in the IRS code that will allow you to take money out before 59 and a half without a penalty. Yes, it's taxable, but without a penalty. And that is Rule 72T. 72T, as in tango. And that rule is complex. But the bottom line is, it allows you to take money out without a penalty, taxable, but without a penalty prior to age 59 and a half. And that caller was only 52. And there were various methods, and the caller is going to speak with her contact at Vanguard, where she has a lot of her money, about the best way to do it. But there are various methods. It's a little bit complex, especially to go in on the broadcast, but there are various methods. There's a minimum distribution method that divides the account balance by a divisor. There is an amortization method, calculating the annual distribution numbers by amortizing the account balance. And there is an annuitization method, which uses an annuity factor provided by the IRS to calculate the substantially equal periodic payments. But all of this for the 401k money will provide the caller with additional income to go with her pension income she can trigger immediately and to go with the withdrawal she can take off her personal money, and she won't pay any penalties. And it could, I would say, could easily allow her to, based on her stated needs, to reinvent herself at age 52. That's pretty neat. Pretty neat stuff. If you can do something like that, not everybody can do it. Another thing you can do to help yourself along is if you have a high deductible health plan, you can look at the health savings accounts to help pay your medical expenses and save on taxes. And there are over 20 million health saving accounts across America, and there are over $40 billion in assets in those accounts. So this is a big deal. And there are multiple tax benefits if you have a high deductible health plan and you qualify for a health savings account. One benefit, your contributions are deductible pre-tax. You can subtract them from your taxable income. Another benefit, your investment return is tax-free if you follow the rules. Another benefit, you can withdraw the money tax-free as long as you spend it on qualified expenses. And there are a variety of qualified expenses, including copays, prescriptions, dental expenses, braces, and others as well. It's also portable. The health savings account can be taken with you if you change jobs. Pretty neat stuff. Health savings accounts. You do need a high deductible health plan to qualify. And if you're in that category, something you may want to look at. A lot of tax benefits with this one. It's available with certain health insurance plans, but again, you have to have high deductibles. It has to be at least $1,300 for a single or $2,600 for a family. You need those high deductible plans to qualify for a health savings account. Roughly 30% of employees qualified last year, so you might be in that category. The annual contribution limits go up to $3,400 for a single, $6,750 for a family, plus $1,000 for those 55 or over. And typically you can start these accounts with about $1,000 in most cases. But that number can vary. You don't have any deadline for spending the money because you can balance, you can carry forward your balance year to year. And if you're self-employed, you also can qualify for a health savings account if you have a compatible health plan. So something for you to be aware of, something for you to look into in many cases. And I know many of our Money Talk listeners have health savings accounts. Well, it's going to be fascinating to see whether anything comes out of Congress in 2017 in the way of major legislation. So far, we are 0 for 2017. There has been no major legislation passed by this Congress, but the year is not over. But the question is, are they actually going to be able to agree on a tax bill? Time's running out, you know. Time is running out. We're down to the last 2.5 months of the year. And there are many things that Congress has on its plate as we enter the final 2.5 months of calendar year 2017. I mean, they are dealing with a lot of issues that they are being asked to resolve, not to mention, of course, the tax bill. So it's hard to say whether anything will happen, but right now it's hard to see the path. It's always nice to be able to see a path to a bill on taxes. It's hard to see that path right now because all we're seeing is fighting. We're seeing fighting, even fighting within the party that controls Congress over issues like deducting your state taxes from your federal taxable income, even things like that.